Call the Education Committee meeting to order Monday, July 1st at 2019 at 10:30 a.m. The first item on our agenda is approval of the minutes from the February 4th, 2019 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number two on the agenda is public comments. Please state your name and address, and you have 2 minutes to speak. If there's anyone, please head up to the podium.
John Wright, I live at 145 Rose Lane in the Old Village. Item number three, man, I'm so excited. I was doing backflips when I saw this on the agenda. And I'm super excited because ultimately we need a youth movement and we need their voices. We need to know where we're going 20 years from now. We also need them included. We want to start right here at home. So if they go off somewhere else and they can come back and hopefully be our new leaders, we can groom them. We can groom them starting at a young age. I saw it work really well in the Midwest, and I'm hoping if we do create a youth council, you know, I'll be glad to serve on that council. In fact, I'd like to be the mayor of the youth council if that's... Thank you all so much.
All right, any other public comment? All right, moving on. Public comment is closed. Moving on to item three on the agenda, discussion and potential action regarding the formation of a youth council. So the reason that I placed this on the agenda was I had the opportunity to speak at Palmetto Girls State, which was held in Clinton, South Carolina, in the second week of June, and I spoke on a panel with Kathy Manis, who is a councilwoman in Lexington, South Carolina, and is heavily involved in the National League of Cities. And while we were speaking, and then we had a Q&A session with the girls, some of the girls said, you know, we can't vote yet, but we want to get involved. How can we get involved? And I actually cited John Wright. And I said, you know, during the campaign, there was one of my fellow people that was running that was talking about a youth council. And I was like, you know, I hadn't thought about it in a while, but that's a great idea and a great opportunity. And after the session was over, I had a photograph taken with the Mount Pleasant representatives for Girl State, and they, a lot of them had ideas, and they wanted to talk to me about things like better policing after prom. One of them was good friends with the young couple that passed sadly on prom night in the car accident, or, you know, traffic and speeding going on around the schools as kids go to and from school. The other reason I thought this would be perfect for the Education Committee is, on the one hand, Education Committee thus far has been focused on receiving information from the school board. But I think as the Education Committee, we also have an opportunity to provide education to our youth about city government. And the interest level among our youth is high. I was told that there are only 5 slots for Girls State at Wando High, and they had 117 young women apply. So there is a lot of interest in that, and... So if anyone has any fellow Education Committee members, I'm looking for a motion to send this to full council. I will actually not be here. I'll be at a family reunion, but I'm hopeful that this would receive approval from council. And we also have a presentation.
We do.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Want to hear the presentation first and then go from
sure.
there?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Good morning. With us is Margaret Rose Jones. She's interning with us for the summer and doing an excellent job, and she did a lot of background research and would like to share that with you for a couple moments, please.
Margaret, where are you interning from?
I'm a local, so I grew up here, and I go to College of Charleston.
Oh, good.
So thank you for the opportunity to present. I have done some research on the Youth Council. As it was mentioned, it has been looked at before. This is just some information that's more recent. So looking at the National League of Cities, about 82% of the youth councils that are present, they have been funded through the municipal budget. So if we do ours, that's what we would be looking at. It's usually staffed by one program coordinator who is in charge of all the students. When we look at recruiting these students and locals, we want to look at all the schools, public, private, all the ones that exist around the area. To get a more diverse group of students, we want to do an application process. A majority of the other youth councils that are in South Carolina have done it through an application process, and this was the most accurate way to do it. The National League of Cities suggested that there's about 30 students ages 15 through 17. Now, the amount of students will depend on the size of Mount Pleasant and anywhere you go. Further research for what we will get out of the Youth Council is the ability to address tough issues, as you said, policing after prom, et cetera. Other councils have touched on issues as drugs in the high school, obesity, and they fixed this through youth outreach, doing wellness fairs. Then all of they do other events to make aware to the other people in the high school and the youth of these issues that we are trying to fix. They also focus a lot on fundraising for the youth outreach events. They also participate a lot in the local events. Community service will also serve as a big part of this. The Youth Council will do a lot of community service, but it's also going to be something to look at when we're accepting their applications to see who's been involved in and around our area. You're basically looking for the students who are most motivated. Leadership development, this was really interesting. When I was looking at other councils, a lot of them, since the students are 15 through 17 going through high school, leadership is a big thing. So at the end of each term, they hold resume workshops for the students, and they advise them on college and things to help them promote them in the future. So I thought that was really interesting to do during a youth council. Listed here are some of the other places in South Carolina who have already implemented a youth council, and so far they've been very successful. Looking at all of them, they have about 11 to 20 students for their youth council, and again, they're all different sizes, so that plays a big role in that. They have expanded the age to 14 to 19 years old, so that includes incoming freshmen to seniors. And they only meet once a month, but it's a meeting just like this, and they'll discuss all the issues, but they participate throughout every day. Any questions?
Yes. Kathy mentioned to me that the National League of Cities has an annual meeting and that there's a parallel youth council conference. Do you know much about that?
I did read that. There is something about that, but I do not know the specifics, but I can look it up for you if you would like.
Any questions?
No, sorry, I've stayed.
Okay. Any questions?
I have no questions. That was great.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. Councilman Cunane?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to bring students into the mix at town government. I think there's a big void around, particularly with regards to bullying. There's the school district policies are not adequate. There's instances, I'm aware of one where an adult took some actions that bullied a child. And the only recourse is, the courts. And it seems to me there should be some way to address things prior to that. And I think having the kids, the voices of these youths in the mix will be critical. So it's a great idea. Thank you for putting it on the agenda.
I have a couple things, too. I want to do this really bad. I think it's great. Anytime you can include young people in getting involved in their government is a great thing. So I would like to do that. A couple questions for Eric. We could do this without a full-time staff person, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And the only thing I'll mention is that there was a youth council in the town of Mount Pleasant before. And so it might not just be a bad idea to start off with lessons learned, things we could have done differently, issues, because it's not there now. So there's a reason that thing went south. And we have to make sure that this one doesn't, and maybe we can learn a little from some of the things that went on then. I don't think we need to try to duplicate what was done before at all, but I think we should try to learn from some of those lessons. So,
well, maybe instead of bringing this to full council for July, we can take a month and maybe, Eric, have someone on your team or someone who's interested. Because I think that there would be adults like John Wright who, and I mean, I'm happy to be...
Adults? Like John Wright?
Who would be willing to dedicate their volunteer efforts and times in support of a youth council and participate. And so I think that we could really leverage like adult community volunteers who want to help and, you know, background check everyone and all that stuff to make sure, because they're working with kids. But and then figure out like what that, because I think what's neat about the National League of Cities opportunity is this provides kids a chance to go to a leadership camp in, I think it's in D.C., and to provide that opportunity for young people in our town, I think would be a great one. And I'm not sure how much our town is involved in the National League of Cities. Are we more involved in the? Are we?
Yep.
Okay. So, do we send people every year?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you in your.
Oh no! Go for it.
I thought that was going to be your question as to how involved we were, and I answered it that way. We're not involved in so much as having a youth council of any sort that we send there and participate in that program.
Yeah, but I think that maybe taking a month and kind of trying to understand logistically speaking how this could work, you know, when the application process would be, how soon we could get this off the ground, you know, is a monthly meeting make sense or a quarterly meeting? You know, I think Gary, he spoke to me earlier and he said part of it was, you know, they opened up at 7 o'clock. They did it at 7 at night, which required additional hours for the town. And I'm like, well, why can't we do it at like 4:30 when the building is still open and operating? So I think there's just some of those issues that we can work out and figure out and have a more fully fleshed out proposal to bring to full council.
No problem.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we should fold in Mr. Wright, who he didn't just talk about it. He lives it. I mean, I went to his Wright Walk event. I know the town's kind of a minor partner in it, but it's all volunteer. And I'm sure there's a couple other people. There's nobody like John Wright, but there's a couple other people out there with youth focus, and they could probably be brought into the fold also. But it's one of the weaknesses of this committee. We have no real staff that reports to us. There's no budget. So it's interesting. We should probably consider for next year looking at that part-time position and not just throwing any old staff member, but somebody who's has it in their heart to make this something special. Thanks.
I'm not for a part-time staff person. I think, in my opinion, one of the things that makes this work is they're in charge. It's their council. And I've seen where staff is almost like, when you have that, it's like we're holding their hands. You know, I say throw them in the deep end and watch what comes out and learn from the. Now, I do think this committee should be involved, you particularly. You've got a lot of great experience with that. But there's just so many things that are positive that can come out of this.
Well, and one of the neat things about the Girls State and Boys State programs is that the counselors are there to provide the rules and the guidance, but it's really up to the students to create their communities and their governments and their ordinances and so on. And so I think that if we had, you know, and I'm happy to work on this with whoever to draft the guidelines and just really let the students elect their own chairs of the program and decide what issues they want to tackle and just have adults in the room to make sure things don't get off the rails. And that they understand, you know, you have to explain sometimes, no, this is a county role, this is a state issue, this is a local issue. But just really let them sort of bring forth and maybe have an opportunity to present to council their findings once a year or that kind of thing. And then it's a great opportunity, too, because as we work with them, if they need letters of recommendation for college, and I know the public libraries also do resume workshops, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop. workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council resume workshop, so we may be able to partner with the libraries to put on a workshop for the Youth Council.